Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Future Brew Podcast on the SB Nation Amazing Brew Podcast Network. My name is Vaughn Lozon. Thank you for tuning in, as always. And we got another good slate of recruiting news this past weekend. But I want to do some housekeeping news before we begin here. So, as you know, this is the Amazing Brew Podcast Network. You get me on the Future Brew Podcast with John Simmons. He's not here today, but you get us. You get the Brewcast with Luke Ghiardi and Scotty White. You get the Out of the Blue Podcast with Andy Bailey and Jared Stormer. And Trevor Woods does some podcasts throughout the year as well with the Post Game Podcast and interviewing the opposing football opponent. So we do a lot of podcasting here with Maize and Brew, and unfortunately, Vox and SB Nation have discontinued the Maize and Brew Podcast Network, but we do have some good news. So we are going to be joining a new podcast network. It's to be announced with all the specifics and everything, so I can't exactly reveal everything just yet. But if you're subscribed to the Maize and Brew Podcast Network, you will be subscribed to this new podcast network that we will be going to. So you won't have to change a single thing. You will still have the podcast downloaded to your device whenever our podcasts are published. So you out there in listener land, you won't have to change anything. This is just strictly an us problem. This is something that we've been going through for the last 3 to 4 weeks now and trying to figure out where we're going to go and how this is going to work. But nothing really changes for you guys, but we'll still be delivering podcasts every single week, numerous podcasts with Out of the Blue Brewcast, our Future Brew show here. We're going to have to change the names of Future Brew and Brewcast and the podcast network, obviously. So when we have all of that established, you will know, and that will be determined at a later time. But just wanted you all to know that before it just kind of happens and pops up on you. So don't want you guys to be left in the dark on everything. So again, nothing changes for you. If you're subscribed to Maize and Brew Podcast, you will be subscribed to our podcasts on the new podcast network. So nothing to worry about. We are not leaving, not doing anything that we don't want to do. So yeah, that's that. Let's get to the recruiting news. So as I said, it's just me today. John Simmons is out this week, and we'll get him back next week. on the next edition of Future Brew, but I wanted to talk about a couple recruiting updates here. And whenever there's a commitment, we start the show with that. And we are going to do that today because we had a commitment over the weekend. And that was on Saturday evening when Michigan secured a commitment from 2025 linebacker Montrez Walker. Hope I pronounced that first name correctly. Montrez. Hope to learn the the proper pronunciation there at some point. But I'm going to go with Montrez Walker. He's 5'11", 215. He is from Buford, Georgia, which is a powerhouse Southern high school football program down in the state of Georgia. And Michigan has dipped their toes into those waters in the past. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. Walker ended up picking Michigan over his three other finalists, which are LSU, Florida, and Penn State. He also had offers from Ohio State, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Florida State, Michigan State, plenty more where that came from too. He's not ranked yet, but with that kind of offer sheet, I would imagine he is going to be a four-star at some point whenever the services end up ranking him appropriately. He picked up his Michigan offer back in December, took a quick visit, and decided to pull the trigger not long after visiting Ann Arbor. He came up for one of those junior day weekends last month in January. He actually told Bryce Marich over at the Michigan Insider that Michigan is the school that he's dreamed about going to and playing for, and that he even thought about committing on the spot when he visited for that aforementioned junior day last month. He didn't do that, but again, didn't take him very long to pull the trigger and verbally commit. So you got him on board. And now that he is on board, Michigan has two commits in the 25 class with Walker at the linebacker position. And then four-star, which really fringe five-star cornerback, Chris Ewald from the state of Florida. He committed last year in December, I want to say, November, December. I don't have it exactly pulled up in front of me. So with that now, Michigan has a top class in 2025. They're in the top five in the 2025 class. So this is a great, great addition. And when we posted this news on MazerBrew.com, there was quite a bit of, I guess, pessimism, negativity, whatever you want to call it, towards him committing. And I just never understand why someone would be negative or pessimistic about a kid who literally goes out there and verbally commits to the school that you are a fan of. And he says stuff like the stuff he said in that interview with Bryce Marich, saying, yeah, this is my dream school. I've wanted to go here for a long time. He wanted to commit on the spot when he took that visit last month. I just don't understand. And I know that a lot of people are going to be up in arms about, well, he's a kid in the 2025 class. There's a long time until National Signing Day for the 2025 class. That is true. I'm not disputing that whatsoever. You have a valid point. It is a long ways away. However, getting a verbal commitment of any kind in any class is welcome news. This is not bad news. This is not even neutral news. This is good news for the Wolverines to get a kid, especially from the state of Georgia, nowhere near the state of Michigan. And for him to say that he grew up a fan of the program, and keep in mind that a 2025 kid who says that he's grown up a fan of the program, he has not really seen Michigan lose at all in his lifetime. It's not like the recruitments from, you know, five-ish years ago when they were watching the Rich Rod years, they were watching the Brady Hoke years. It was a lot of really bad Michigan football when that was all going down. So Montrez, however you pronounce it, has not seen a Michigan football team that has really, I mean, I guess you could count the 2020 team if you want, but the COVID shortened year, it was a bad team, don't get me wrong. But especially the last 2 years with when he was in eighth and ninth grade, watching Michigan back-to-back Big Ten championships, back-to-back Ohio State victories, back-to-back college football playoff appearances. So, again,
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All good news here. There's nothing to be pessimistic about when it comes to any kid giving his verbal commitment. Now, again, the argument will be, well, it's a long ways away from the 2025 signing day, and you know he could flip to a school that is down south. Well, he committed to Michigan over two southern schools, LSU and Florida, and LSU is coming off a really nice season under first-year head coach Brian Kelly, to my surprise, definitely. Florida, I mean, they're kind of on the up and up. They had a down season this year for sure. Definitely a disappointing season, especially with the way that it started, defeating Utah in week one. But to choose Michigan over those other programs and then also have the Florida State offer, the Tennessee offer, Ole Miss had offered, and then Ohio State and Michigan State also did too. He's still committed to Michigan despite all of that happening. And this is all great news because, like I mentioned earlier, he is in Buford, Georgia, which is a powerhouse high school football program down in the state of Georgia. And Bryce Maritch, my guy over at the Michigan Insider, he's always cranking out content. He spoke with a teammate of Montrez Walker's in the 2025 class. His name is Devin Williams. He plays the cornerback position, 5'10", 155 pounds. So he certainly has some filling out to do. That is for sure. But check out this offer list. Devin Williams has offers from Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Auburn, Michigan State, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Texas A&M. I mean, a lot of really good schools down south. And then obviously with Michigan being in there as well. Well, Bryce Maritch, as I said, interviewed Devin Williams, and it sounds like he is going to visit at some point in the near future. Wouldn't be surprised if he ends up visiting with Walker, his teammate over there at Buford, one of the best high school football programs, not only just in the South, but in the entire country. And you know, the more connections you got down there, the better. And this kid is not ranked on the composite just yet, but with those offers, 24/7's personal rankings have him at 98 overall in the country, number 8 at the cornerback position, number 10 in the state of Georgia. And lo and behold, this is what happens when you get kids to commit to your program, is you end up getting more interest from kids that they play with. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this because Montrez Walker committed to the University of Michigan. So this is really good news. This is no bad news at all, guys. I mean, it's a commitment. And the same people that said this about Walker said the exact same thing about Chris Ewald when he committed late last year. And he, I don't know if you guys are, you know, on the Twitter by any means, but he has really been recruiting guys hard on Twitter for the Wolverines. So these two kids, I have no reason to believe that they're going to ever flip. They seem very locked into Michigan at this time. And again, like a lot of people say, there's a long way to go, But, you know, it's always good to get these commitments on board and for them to be actively recruiting their teammates, their classmates, to go to Michigan as well. So a really, really strong start to Michigan's 25 class. I have no bad things to really say about this. This is all really good news here. So before we move on, got to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, and that is Manscaped and Home Field Apparel. We got two sponsors now here with Future Brew and the SB Nation Amazing Brew Podcast Network. Those will also go over to the other podcast network we go to. But Manscaped, they are selling beard products now, guys. They are revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. It all starts with the Beard Hedger, which is a cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard. No more messy drawers, no more extra add-ons. It's all in one, guys. And it's waterproof, so you don't have to do it before you shower. You can do it all in the bathtub. Go to manscaped.com, promo code MNB for 20% off your order, free shipping. Join the 5 billion men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Promo code MNB20 to get 20% off your order. Again, I apologize for the butchering of the promo code, but MNB20 at checkout, 20% off your order, free worldwide shipping. And when it comes to Home Field Apparel, guys, I mean, I am so excited to have this sponsorship back with Mason Brew as well. Premium collegiate apparel brand based out of Indianapolis. If you're not familiar with Home Field Apparel, first of all, what's wrong with you? But let me educate you on them a little bit here. Not only is their stuff comfy, but it's officially licensed gear, so they do not screw around when it comes to their designs. And the cool thing about Home Field Apparel is the team over there, they study the history, traditions, and legacy of every school. And with that, they create thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of each university. Homefield has a brand new line of Michigan gear that you will not find anywhere else. From t-shirts to hoodies and crew necks, they have it all so you can proudly represent the maize and blue. So if you want some of that vintage apparel, head over to homefieldapparel.com. And Michigan 15 is our promo code. So Michigan 15, you will get 15% off your entire first order. That's not just one item, guys. That's the whole order. So stock up while this offer is available. Again, Michigan 15 for 15% off at homefieldapparel.com. Now that that is out of the way, let's move on. We've got one more prospect that I want to talk about real quick, guys. And this is another positive update. It's not a commitment, but we could be getting closer and closer to one. Today, we are talking about four-star linebacker in the 2024 class, Aaron Chiles. He is number 66 overall on the composite, number 5 at the linebacker position, number 1 in the state of Maryland. He attends Our Lady Good Counsel High School in Olney, Maryland, and he is 6'3", 210 pounds. He has offers from the best of the best in college football, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, really, I mean, any top school, Ohio State, Penn State, USC, the list goes on and on for him. Well, recently, and this happened over the weekend, EJ Holland over at the Michigan, or on3.com, the Wolverine, put in a prediction for Michigan to eventually get a commitment from Aaron Chiles or Chiles, however you want to pronounce that one too. We got a lot of unique pronunciations on the podcast today. So he went over to Good Counsel, EJ Holland did, and interviewed with him and a few of the other kids over there as well. And he said that he now feels confident enough to make the pick for Michigan. And he told EJ Holland previously that Michigan was his number one school after his most recent unofficial visit. And the good thing about most recent is that that visit won't be the most recent one anymore, because he plans on visiting Michigan next month, early next month. In fact, it'll be sometime either March, the weekend of March 3rd or the weekend of March 10th. So he's not got that solidified just yet, but the fact that he's got a couple weekends in mind, it's really good. And, you know, it would not surprise me to see Michigan eventually get a verbal commitment from him, coming out of whichever visiting weekend he takes, whether it's March 3rd or March 10th. Really good news here, guys, with this prediction being put in, because he is among the nation's best at his position. Michigan really needs linebackers in this class. It is going to be of the utmost importance, because you assume after this upcoming season that Michael Barrett will be moving on after his final year at Michigan. And if Junior Colson has a good enough season, he very well could be moving on to the NFL draft. And after that, the cupboard is kind of thin at the linebacker position. Obviously, you'll still have Jimmy Rolder as a junior at that point, but you're going to need some young, good talent to fill the gaps with a potentially Junior Colson, definitely Michael Barrett. And who knows about Nakai Hill-Green at this point, injured all of last season. Hopefully he's able to bounce back and give a couple more good seasons for Michigan. But yeah, it's just this is a really, really important recruit, and this would be a massive addition to Michigan's 2024 recruiting class, because just of all of that, they need the position. He is among the very best at the linebacker spot in the 24 class. And just additional reporting for Aaron Chiles or Giles was Sam Webb at 24/7 Sports, the Michigan insider, reporting that Chris Partridge has really hit the ground running on the recruiting trail and has reached out to Aaron Chiles and his family. And Sam Webb is reporting that his mother, Aaron Chiles' mother, said that they are coming up on March 10th. EJ was saying March 3rd, March 4th, that weekend. So it's not solidified just yet, but it's going to be one of those weekends that that he ends up visiting. But nonetheless, it's good that Chris Partridge, who is now back at Michigan, you assume he's probably going to take over coaching the linebackers. That hasn't been announced just yet by the program, but you assume that's probably going to happen. Who knows what's going to go on with George Hilo, but the fact that Partridge already reached out to Aaron Chiles and is continuing the relationship that he made with him when Partridge was at Ole Miss, really good to see this happen. And it's again, I mean, I can't stress enough how important this recruitment is for Michigan in this 2024 class. And they're in it for a few other top linebackers as well, but none more highly regarded than Aaron Chiles. And, you know, Christopher Jones, he's another top 100 guy that Michigan has been recruiting for quite some time. You feel somewhat confident with him. Mason Curtis is locked in as a commit, but it's kind of an unknown at this point if he's going to stick at linebacker or be an edge rusher. It's not really a guarantee either way. And Jeremiah Beasley is an in-state linebacker, 6'1", 210. He's a four-star from Belleville. That's not a guarantee either, even though Michigan is among the top players for him in his recruitment. But yeah, I mean, this is a really big development with Aaron Chiles to get this prediction from EJ Holland. He doesn't just, you know, throw predictions at the wall and see what sticks. He, you know, he does his reporting, and he's one of the better ones in the game. So I definitely value his pick. I do think Michigan has a very good chance to land him eventually, and would not be surprised if it ends up happening after his upcoming unofficial visit next month. It would be absolutely huge if that were to happen. Well, guys, that's all I got for you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in, as always, to Future Brew. Again, we'll be on a new podcast network beginning next month, and this podcast name will probably change to something very similar, but again, all of that is still in the works. You will know all of the information very soon. But for now, you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Follow Maize and Brew on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, our YouTube channel, all that good stuff. And please subscribe to the Maize and Brew Podcast Network, because you will be transferred over to the new podcast network that we go to when we do join that new podcast network. Well, I, again, greatly appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much. And we will be back next week with another edition of Future Brew.